What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I Got More Matches in 24 Hours by Geomaxing Than I Did by Spending 8 Months Here in America. Alright, so as you guys know, I'm on Tinder. I'm not on it every day. I'm not like some freaking horn dog who's like on Tinder, you know, swiping every fucking, you know, 10 seconds. I'm just somebody who looks at Tinder, you know, maybe once or twice a week at the most. And so the other day I was I just opened up Tinder to see if I got any matches here in America. And as usual, you know, none. And they gave me an offer, you know, 50% off of a gold membership. Now, the gold membership on Tinder, as you guys may or may not know, it allows you to see who swiped right on you, and also at the same time, it actually allows you to set your location somewhere else, not in your immediate area. So I said, you know, for $12.50, you know, just go for it, because as you guys know, I plan on going overseas again. I was in Romania. I came back from Romania, as you guys know, about a month and a half ago, and I really want to go back again, but maybe little on when it gets a little bit warmer. So as you guys may or may not know, I plan on going to Latvia, and that's because they have tall women. As you guys know, my type are tall, skinny white woman, you know, blonde, blue eyes, that's my type. So I set my location to over there, and I did that last night, so it hasn't even been a fucking full 24 hours, guys, and I already got 7 matches, okay? These are the women I swiped on right over here. You know, I swiped right on this woman. Let's take a look at this woman over here, you know, 28, not bad, you know, my type. So I'm just showing you guys really quick. Let's look at this woman over here. You know, brunette. You know, she has the blue eyes, you know, white, you know. Not bad looking, but hey, we're not gonna get married or anything. So this girl over here, 46. Kind of old, but you know what? She might be experienced in the bedroom. I know Mrs. Yogi Obes is. So, these are the women I swiped right on. Over here, I got more women over here. These are the women who liked me. I didn't swipe right on them. I'm just doing this, guys, to show you. I'm probably... Let's see this girl over here. I'm probably gonna swipe left on this girl. You know what? I don't like the way she looks. I don't like the way she looks over here. So just to show you that I have standards, boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka. Unlike a certain PUA who will remain nameless, yo-yo-yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. You know, this girl, yeah, kinda cute. Yeah, kinda cute. This one over here, yeah. Kind of short and chubby, I think. But, again, we're not going to get married or anything dumb like that. We're just going to have a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, good old time. Now, what did I, Amr Mitwali, do in the past 12 hours to go from 0 matches to fucking 7 or 8 matches already? Guys, keep in mind that I actually swiped left on several women, okay? So, if I kept all the women here, I'd have had well over 10 matches in less than 24 hours. Now, to prove to you that I'm not kidding by saying that here in America I don't have any matches, I'm going to show you my Bumble, okay? This is my Bumble over here. You know, Bumble does also let you know if women swiped right on you. Now, you have to pay them to see it, but as you guys can see, only 2 women swiped right on me on Bumble. Now, I've had Bumble for, you know, almost 8 months, okay? So, Bumble, even with Bumble, 2 matches, that's it. That's all I've had in almost fucking 8 months on motherfucking Bumble. So, what did I do here on Tinder different. Nothing, guys. All I did was simply Geomax. Now I'm gonna show you my pictures over here. Okay, this is the pictures. Okay, look, Riga, Latvia. Okay, all I did, guys. All I did was I simply changed my location from small town USA. Mind you, guys, that we are close to like Miami, Boca Raton, Orlando. So there's a 100-mile radius around me, and we probably have, you know, several million people in the 100-mile radius from where I am in small town USA. And as you guys can see, only fucking 2 matches in 8 months. But yet in Latvia, where they only have like 2 million people in the whole damn country, I already had fucking 10 matches. So here's my profile pics for you guys. As you guys can see, this was from a year ago when I was skiing up in Mammoth Mountain. Here's my description: 6'3", 190 centimeter, USA business owner who travels the world. I don't drink or smoke. I eat healthy and exercise. All facts. Okay, this is a picture of me back in Vietnam with the ex of a whole wife. This is a picture of me coming out of the gym back when I was living in LA. This is a picture of me and the Bulldog Mindset. I met him at Donovan Sharp's convention last summer. And this is a picture of me when I was going out to Mammoth to ski. So this is my profile here, guys. As you guys can see, there is no picture of my Mercedes Benz in here, you know. G-Wagon, you know, no pictures of that, okay? Also, there is no video of me grabbing my junk, walking around town saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. So this is it, guys. I did absolutely, positively, without a doubt, nothing in America, in Latvia, than I did in America, other than the fact that all I did was simply change location. That's it. You guys see it here, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7 girls in here. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. These are 7 women I swiped right on. And there are 2 more in here. So I already, and I'm going to probably swipe right on these women, okay? So I have 9 women already in less than 24 motherfucking hours compared to pretty much 2 in 8 whole month. Again, as you guys can see, decent looking woman again. There were some unattractive women, and I got rid of them because, you know, I got standards, right? You see, guys, geomaxing actually does work in your favor. I know a lot of these coaches, they'll tell you, oh, man, you ain't a real man if you gotta go overseas for women. Nah, bro. Women in the West are fucked up. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? The problem is not you. The problem is Western women are dirty, dirty sharmutas. They're all mentally ill. They're fucking fucked up. They suffer from, you know, borderline personality disorder, bipolar. You know, thanks to all the guys on MGTOW TV uploading videos. I know St. Everest uploads a lot of videos from different creators. And the women are the problem, you know. Women in this country only want 3 type of guys, you know. They either want, you know, the bad boy / criminal who beats the shit out of them. They either want the fuck boy who's gonna fuck them and leave them and break their hearts, or they want the faggot. That's it, guys. 3 types of men that American women want: faggots, criminals, or fuck boys. Decent men need not apply in this country, okay? So as you guys know, I do plan on going out to Latvia. The plane ticket from here to Latvia is $400, believe it or not. It's like $420-some. That's a round trip from Miami and back here. A good Airbnb for a month is like $600. So for $1,000, guys, my logistics is set for Latvia. I also plan on going out to Ukraine as well. Believe it or not, the flight from Latvia to Ukraine is only $26. I'm gonna show you guys so you don't think I'm bullshitting you, okay? I'm gonna show you the price of tickets right now so you guys don't think I'm bullshitting you or anything, okay? I'm aiming for March 1st, guys. By that time, I should have saved up a little money, not to mention that it would be warmer. So I'm gonna show you the price from give it a second or two. That's going to be the price from Riga, Latvia, to Lviv in, in Ukraine. It was $26. There we go, guys. You see it with your own eyes. $26 from Riga, Latvia, to Lviv in Ukraine. And just to show you the ticket from Miami to Latvia, it's going to be like 400 and some change. And this is for March 1st. I can actually go before that, guys. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW.TV. If you guys want me to go over to Eastern Europe, like ASAP, guys, get the memberships on MGTOW TV up. It's only $1 a month or $5 if you guys want to use Grabber. Just to let you guys know, I'm actually working with a developer now to make Grabber. Not only does it work with YouTube, but it works with BitChute, and God willing, it's going to end up working with Odyssey. So you guys can grab videos from Odyssey maybe as early as today or tomorrow. So of course, when I work with a developer, you know, I'm paying for this out of pocket. So again, this video is not about chilling for MGTOW TV. This is just to let you know that if you guys want me out in Romania, out in Eastern Europe, fucking these hot bitches, just get that membership up there, guys. So there you guys can see the tickets. It's only $427 round trip from Miami to Latvia. You guys saw the ticket from Latvia to Ukraine, only $26. So for pretty much $450, you know, my tickets to two different countries are set. Not to mention that Airbnb is actually cheaper in Ukraine than it is in Latvia. So all I need is about $2,000. I don't even need a full $2,000. All I need is about $1,500-$1,600, and I'm good to go. You know, I'm saving. I'm squirreling some money here and there, guys. You just have to understand that there's a lot of work that goes into MGTOW TV behind the scene. A lot of bills have to be paid. You know, if MGTOW TV was solely a live streaming software, we'd actually be okay, but because we have all these videos that need to be stored somewhere, our biggest expense is paying for storing all these videos. We actually lost Google AdSense like 2 years ago or a year ago. We only had like one advertiser, one sponsor in 3 years on MGTOW TV. Even the smutty advertisers don't want to touch MGTOW TV. So that's why I'm saying, guys, I'm totally relying on memberships. You guys are super chatting the content creators, boosting video from content creators, that actually would be the best to super chat. Super chatting is available throughout the website. It's not only for live streams. This is actually a great way to get, you know, the attention of the content creator by super chat and comments, boosting the video. If you think the video is really good and the world should know about it, you can boost it for like a buck. This would actually be the best way, boosting and super chatting, because in that case, everybody wins, okay? So, that's my video for you guys today. All I did to get fucking 10 matches. All I did, guys, was simply change my location from fucking South Florida to Latvia. And this is not even a full 24 hour, guys, okay? You have to remember, Latvia is ahead of us by like 7 or 8 hours, so it's probably midnight their time. You know, I guarantee you, God willing, of course, you know, 24 hours from now, you know, we might have gotten a little bit more matches. So 20 hours, we had 10 matches. I actually had more, but like I said, I deleted them because the women were not up to my standards. And again, before I let you guys go, this is me. So you guys let me know if any of these pictures should be taken down or not flattering. You know, you guys let me know about that. But that's my video for you guys today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace!